The controversial bill generated strong opposition when it was first introduced last year, but bill co-author, Senator Mary Lazick, says changes were made to keep it in line with a similar law in Indiana to make sure it does not violate the Federal Voting Rights Act.
We studied closely the voter ID law in Indiana that's already passed the constitutional muster. All along, I've had a twofold goal, that this bill be constitutional and that it does not disenfranchise a single voter in the state of Wisconsin.
One of the bill's provisions adds a financial cost to the bill. The state will cover the cost of providing IDs to voters who don't have one. That item prevented the bill's passage today because 20 senators are needed to vote on a fiscal item. There were 19 Republicans present, but no Democrats. Senate President Scott Fitzgerald scolded the Democrats for slowing down the enactment of the bill.
Those senators are not here today to represent their constituencies, pro or con, on this very important piece of legislation. Why are they not participating? It is not something that the people of Wisconsin deserve, to be denied the ability to govern themselves.
Even if Democrats, most of whom opposed the bill, had been present, they would not have had the votes to amend or defeat it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.